It's the 19th of July, and it is approximately 1 week since the Prime Minister launched the white paper called Open Public Services. Now, we've spent the intervening time looking in great detail at what it says and what it doesn't say. We've come to the conclusion that it's one of the more important documents to come out of the coalition government, and I commend it to members of the Institute. But to make life a little bit easier, we've issued a Tuesday topic today, which is built around five key things for you to know about the government blueprint for the future of public services. I'm not going to go into all five of those at the moment, but I do want to highlight what is probably the most significant one, and that's the new definition of three generic types of service. Now, here they are: individual services, neighbourhood services, and commission services. And the most important thing to know about these three is how different they are. And for us working in public engagement, the significance of this is that they are so different, they need very different types of dialogue mechanisms in order to engage properly with stakeholders and in order to keep the service deliverers, whoever they may be, accountable for what they deliver. Now, the other main plank of the government's proposals is that it wants to see a far greater number of service delivery organisations, and it wants to see a diverse nature to this proliferation of service deliverers. It's very controversial. The trade unions find this total anathema. But the development and the encouragement of charities and mutuals, social enterprises and the like, began some years ago under the previous administration, and I think it's here to stay. So the reason why we need to pay particular attention to this white paper is that it points the way forward. For example, it highlights the importance of data and having information forthcoming from users of services. And we're going to have a lot of TripAdvisor kind of user feedback aggregations surround us in the hope that it helps to make better decisions on procurement and on accountability. Now, I don't think they've got all the answers yet. And when we publish our commentary on this white paper in the next few days, I think you'll find that we are raising a lot of questions which will be occupying us for some time in the coming months. However, in the meantime, you might want to look at Open Public Services and our views on it in Tuesday topic number 191. It's available today on the 19th of July, and this is Fionn Jones at the Consultation Institute.